The idea of antibiotic resistance is not new. What is new today is a call to action from Ontario doctors for governments to stop the overuse of antibiotics, not just the ones prescribed to people, but also to the animals going into our food supply. Cameron McIntosh has more on that.
Gilles Desjardins has long been concerned about the food he eats, that chicken he's buying, certified organic.
I've always bought organic, I guess. I just don't want the antibiotics in the meat.
A concern shared by the Ontario Medical Association, which says use of antibiotics in livestock is contributing to a rise in antibiotic-resistant bacteria that can make people sick.
People are in the hospital longer, they're sicker.
In livestock, antibiotics aren't reserved for treating illness after it happens. They're often used in feed as a way to prevent disease and promote growth. In some cases in Canada, those drugs don't need approval or a prescription.
We're recommending that they only be used on the prescription of a veterinarian, as opposed to the practice now in some areas where they use it in the feed on all the animals.
The European Union has done that, while the U.S. has also banned some classes of antibiotics. Many Canadian agriculture groups agree best practice is to minimize antibiotics, but would like to see more research.
There's costs involved here, and we have to be careful that we both protect the human population, but we move forward based on sound science.
The OMA isn't just singling out agriculture. It also wants regulations restricting overprescription of antibiotics to people. This specialist agrees with that. He says antibiotic resistance is already a growing problem in hospitals.
I had a patient who died because I didn't have an antibiotic that I could treat the patient with. He had a completely drug-resistant organism.
The federal government has a responsibility for antibiotics under the Food and Drug Act, but says the fight against resistant bacteria is a global problem requiring global action. It says it's working on strategies with the World Health Organization. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.